This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for former President Trump criticized the impeachment case against him as political theater. In a 78-page brief filed Monday, Trump's lawyer David Schoen and Bruce Castor argue that the case is unconstitutional because Trump is no longer in office and therefore it must be dismissed. Democrat Representative Katie Porter of California.
So one of the arguments that President Trump made is that, you know, he can't be subject to criminal prosecution. But that makes it all the more important that we use the tools the Constitution has provided.
The Senate trial begins Tuesday. Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida, and the FBI are looking for an unknown individual that attempted to hack the city of Oldsmar water treatment plant system. Officials said that an individual hacked a computer for the water treatment facility and increased the amount of lye and sodium hydroxide by more than 100 times the normal amount. Someone at the plant noticed the change and immediately fixed it. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Twitter wants to start charging users for their service. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten while it still claims less than 1% of the digital ad market globally. Company leaders may fill in investors on their ideas when it reports fourth quarter numbers on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter was founded in March of 2006. Anthony Sowell, a.k.a. the Cleveland Strangler, on death row for killing 11 women, died of natural causes in a prison hospital on Monday. He was sentenced in 2011. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
New deportation rules by the Biden administration will be more of a welcome mat than a deterrent toward illegal immigration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that is expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
ICE deported about 186,000 people from the United States in 2020. That was down 30% over the previous year and the lowest number in more than a decade. In a continuation to further divide the makeup of American government, the U.S. Department of Justice, as soon as Tuesday, is expected to ask 56 attorneys appointed by former President Trump to submit their resignations. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got lots to talk about and great guests. We're going to start off with the former Congressman Bob Barr in just a moment, who's going to join us. We're going to be talking about, you know, what the Biden administration has planned for the Bureau of ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and explosives. You know, the way they've been talking, you know, some would say it's anyone's guess. I think you could probably have a good guess as to what is going to evolve, whether by executive fiat or otherwise, you know, from the Biden administration. Of course, the former congressman was also a former CIA analyst, member of Congress. He also was involved, as you'll recall, we've talked to him before, with the Clinton administration. He was a manager, you know, involved in the Clinton impeachment that took place. So it'll be interesting to get his perspective on, you know, what we're going to be dealing with is day one of the Trump impeachment part due gets underway. And of course, the big divide here is whether or not it's constitutional to impeach a citizen. He's no longer a president. But I believe the intent of the Democrats is quite clear, and that is that if nothing else, they want to bruise this president up so much and his future candidate up so much that he doesn't even think about running again. And it also puts a message out to other conservatives of like mind who would like to come in and think that they could upset the apple cart, so to speak. You know, the D.C. Beltway has its way of operating, deep state or no deep state, or even a deeper state, whatever it is that you want to describe it as being. It definitely is its own form of government, shadowy as it is. And, you know, they're happy that things are back to, as they would call, normal. But the rest of us are still looking for normal. Bob Barr joins us now. Bob, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Certainly looking forward to this ridiculous trial in the Senate today. You know, the Senate clearly doesn't have jurisdiction, but darn if they're not going to proceed anyway.
Well, you would think, Bob, by now, I mean, after all the Democrats has put us through, I mean, over $70 million of the people's money was spent. And I think if you combined everything wrapped around the first impeachment, we're probably into serious six figures of millions of dollars that were expended. And what did they come up with? They came up with bupkis. And now we find out afterwards that they had all the information. The FBI had the information. They sat on it and didn't tell the people, and it was like they weren't communicating with Congress. But Congress was so hell-bent because of their hatred for Donald Trump, they were hell-bent to impeach him no matter what the first time around. And then it seems that disease has not gone away. We don't have an answer for COVID, and we don't have an answer for the impeachment disease either.
No, but we sure know that they are spending money like drunken sailors, they say. You know, back in the day when I was up in the House, back in the late 90s and early 2000s, you know, $1 billion was a lot of money. $100 million was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you know, they pass these bills in the trillions of dollars.
Exactly.
So, you know, $50 million or $100 million to spend going after Trump is pocket change to these chumps. I mean, They are so irresponsible. It's beyond the pale.
Well, it's what happens when you're spending other people's money, right? If it was their money, it'd be a different story altogether. You know, to hear you talk about how, you know, the climb for expenditure has been pretty steady, you know, it reminds us of that famous saying from Everett Dirksen, right? You know, a billionaire, pretty much, pretty soon you're talking about a lot of money here.
Yep, talking about real money, but not anymore. And Republicans are maybe not quite as bad as Democrats, but they are highly irresponsible as well. I mean, I think Romney the other day? You know, it's like a poker game to them. You know, Okay, I'll call you. No, I'll raise you. These people have no business being in the position that they are, but of course they are, largely because they simply give taxpayer money to their constituents so they keep getting reelected.
Exactly. It's amazing. Between that and I guess the corralling of a certain number of votes, it almost makes you wonder if Nancy Pelosi has like 280,000 votes in a desk drawer there in San Francisco that allows her to get reelected every 2 years, and if she's going to hand that off to her daughter because somehow it's become some, you know, fraternal or familial right of the Pelosis to, you know, be at the levers of government.
Well, they can do it because they're doing the right thing for the right reason and the right way. But if a Republican dared to, put their son or their daughter to groom them to run, then it's called nepotism.
Right. Or if you send your son out to go and get a bunch of money from foreign countries and to leverage your position in government, whether you're vice president or now president, I guess that's okay too, huh?
Hey, look, Hunter was he's a very, very smart. He's an outstanding businessman, highly ethical. That's Bizarro Land. Sorry about that.
Right. You just had to make that hard left turn, didn't you?
It is. I mean, these people are living in a bizarro world, but it doesn't matter to them because we have the one thing that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and their gang warned us against, and that is an ignorant population, an ignorant citizenry will be fair prey to despots. And that's exactly what's happened. We have an ignorant population. They don't understand. We ran into this back in the late 90s with the Clinton impeachment. Mm-hmm. People didn't understand what impeachment was or was intended to be, and therefore it was very easy for the Clinton administration to make the ridiculous claim that this was just personal behavior, it wasn't a violation of the law, and so forth. If you have an ignorant population that doesn't understand the history of the Constitution, the reasoning behind it, then it's very, very easy for these people to abuse the powers that they have.
Exactly. And the associated consequences for, you know, violating such power. We just talked, and I don't know if you, and maybe you'd appreciate this because this takes you back a bit, and you mentioned Clinton and the impeachment again, is Dennis Cartons, who co-wrote the book with, gosh, all of a sudden my brain is gone here, about Monica Lewinsky. And it's quite revealing because it exposes what happened in the White House and what was observed. It was pretty blatant. And what I have maintained on that whole situation, Bob, is that what was overlooked was a sexual revolution that was ignited by none other than Bill Clinton.
That that he did, and we're paying the price for it even today with young people and their view of the sort of behavior that Clinton engaged in. It's okay because it's not sex, because the President of the United States told us that.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's Linda Tripp. I'm sorry, my mind went gone here for a minute. But wow, it was quite revealing of the inside story that she tells in that book titled A Basket of Deplorables. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what the Biden plans are with the ATF. It's needless to say, it continues to be quite interesting. More from Bob Barr after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Most powerful words in our U.S. Constitution, but as Bob Barr was saying earlier, we cannot be so dumbed down and so ignorant of the reality of the Constitution and our rights as we the people. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bob and I were talking off air about Marjorie Taylor Greene and what happened to her. I think some congressman, as I was saying to Bob, the former congressman, may be saying, gosh, maybe I don't ever want to run as a Republican, because if I make a mistake, if something I'd said, you know, 10, 15 years ago comes back to haunt me, the Republicans are going to throw me under the bus. Whereas if it was the Democrats, you know, I always say, you know, WWND, what would Nancy do? Marjorie Taylor Greene would live another day, and it would, you know, she'd have just shut the door on any kind of discussion, said, that's it, we took care of it in caucus, and so we're not going to talk about this anymore. Let's talk about impeaching Donald Trump one more time, right?
You're right on that one also, Bill. We have two problems with the Marjorie Taylor Greene case, the lady who represents Northwest Georgia, including part of the area that I used to represent in that part of Georgia. We have two problems. One is, of course, the double standard, that the Democrats do not discipline their members for things that they said, and yet they will discipline Republicans. And hold them accountable, even though none of her statements that they are going after her for were made after she was elected. These are all pre-election.
Right.
Secondly, and perhaps even more importantly, is the fact that 11 Republicans voted with the Democrats, basically saying, we are okay with the opposition party telling us how to run our caucus, telling us what committees our members can serve on. That has always been the prerogative of the party itself. The Republicans choose which committees to seat their members on, and the Democrats do the same. I've never heard of the opposition party doing that. And the fact that the Democrats felt so emboldened that they could do it, mm-hmm. and then get 11 Republicans to vote with them tells me that, one, there is very little loyalty or understanding of what it means to be a Republican in the Congress, and secondly, that there's no leadership or discipline in the Republican caucus for members to jump ship and go to the other side on that sort of vote. Mm-hmm. Means that the Republican caucus is falling apart at the seams.
Well, that was my next question to you. How big a hit does Kevin McCarthy take on this as the leader of the Republican minority?
The Republicans need leadership, and they simply don't have it. Back when I was when I was in the House for the first several years, Newt Gingrich was the leader of our party. He was the Speaker. We had very strong leadership in Tom DeLay, who was the Majority Whip. We had a strong Majority Leader in Dick Armey from Texas. We had strong leaders, and they understood, and our membership understood, that they could not force us to vote how they wanted to. That wasn't their point. But you understood that you owed a certain degree of allegiance to the party on which you ran and which you claim allegiance. Nowadays, there simply is no leadership, either substantively or administratively, within the Republican Party. And if we're going to have any chance whatsoever, Bill, of regaining the majority in the House in 2022, which we certainly should be able to do, we have got to develop some leadership, and we simply don't have it right now in either the House or the Senate. I mean, you had the Senate leadership, Mitch McConnell, weighing in against Marjorie Taylor Greene, even though he's not even in that body. And then Lindsey Graham jumps on the bandwagon. You can't run a party that way. And the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, are laughing all the way to the vote tally.
Well, exactly. I mean, because here they are. They found a way to eliminate. I mean, you think about it. They invalidated a number of votes by doing what they did to Marjorie Greene. I mean, what about her constituency now? What are they left with?
Those are the real victims here. I know Marjorie Taylor Greene, and as she said in her news conference last week after the House vote to remove her from her committee assignments, it's her constituents who are losing a voice on the substantive issues that come before those committees on which she was serving. Mm-hmm. That's where your real work is done when you're a member of the House. It's in the committees. Yes. What you see on the floor is only a very small slice of the actual work that goes into being a representative. It's done in those committees, and to remove a member from those substantive committees hurts their constituents, but that doesn't matter to Nancy Pelosi. It's all partisan, deep, nasty partisan politics with her.
Exactly. Well, the good news is, in a sense, is Marjorie Taylor Greene has some extra time on her hands to come up with some projects and, to make some noise. There's other ways in which to do it, and hopefully she comes up with a strategy that they may end up, regretting down the road what they did on all sides. These mushy Republicans and abandoning them, as you say, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, got to be laughing their heads off in realizing how discombobulated the Republican Party is. And they're going, and these guys think that they're going to create more damage or, cause us more problems in 22. We doubt that. And based on the way they're running right now, because they're like they're leaderless, as you say. Bob, I did want to address your column on pistol reclassification, which looks to be the ATF's next gun control gamut. I mean, they're coming at our guns in whatever angle, whatever whatever idea they could possibly come up. And of course, this has been on the table for quite a while, but it looks like this might be their first major move. What do you think?
I wouldn't be at all surprised. What we're talking about here is a brace that allows an AR-style pistol, not a rifle, but a pistol to be fired with just one hand. And this is a device, these pistol braces are devices that were developed a number of years ago primarily to enable people who are not able to use both hands to fire and stabilize a pistol to do so. It's simply a brace that allows you to do that, to shoot a pistol, stabilize it with just one hand. These braces are also useful for homeowners, for example, who have a pistol at home, and they would rather use the AR-style pistol than a rifle, room-wise, when you don't have a lot of room for a full-size rifle. But ATF looked at this problem a number of years ago and said, no, these braces are okay. Well, now they apparently are ready to change their mind. They started this late last year. The Republicans got them to back off, thank goodness, but they're looking at it again. They want to reclassify these AR-style pistols with the pistol brace as a rifle, which means that it would have to be as a short-barreled rifle, which means it would be classified under the National Firearms Act and have to be registered, and a fee would have to be paid because it would be all of a sudden, by a stroke of the magic regulatory wand, the AR-15 style pistol with an arm brace would be a short-barrel rifle. And that would mean you'd have to pay a fee as well. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if this is the first gambit out of the gate that we see ATF trying, because it's already been on the books there. And there was a precedent, unfortunately, set for this sort of regulatory fiat back in the Trump administration when ATF suddenly reclassified the bump stock.
Yes,
reclassified a bump stock as a machine gun just by regulatory fiat, changing a few words in a regulation. Very bad way to govern, unconstitutional what they're doing, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if this is one of their first gambits.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. And Bob Barr, we always appreciate you coming on the show and keeping us in the flow of the know, as they say. He's the former congressman right here with Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate it. You take care. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for former President Trump criticized the impeachment case against him as political theater. In a 78-page brief filed Monday, Trump's lawyer David Schoen and Bruce Castor argue that the case is unconstitutional because Trump is no longer in office and therefore it must be dismissed. Democrat Representative Katie Porter of California.
So one of the arguments that President Trump made is that, you know, he can't be subject to criminal prosecution. But that makes it all the more important that we use the tools the Constitution has provided.
The Senate trial begins Tuesday. Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida, and the FBI are looking for an unknown individual that attempted to hack the city of Oldsmar water treatment plant system. Officials said that an individual hacked a computer for the water treatment facility and increased the amount of lye and sodium hydroxide by more than 100 times the normal amount. Someone at the plant noticed the change and immediately fixed it. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
You're listening to The Bill Martinez Show.
We get ready for Valentine's Day, you know, to kind of get us in the mood. But also, you know, when you think about the ills that we're dealing with in our country today, you know, you hear it from time to time, you know, the call for, you know, compassion and mercy and love toward one another. We've got Jeff Kemp with us right now, the former quarterback on the NFL. And, of course, when you have a former NFL quarterback, we got to talk, you know, we're a couple of days away from Super Bowl 55. I'm here on the East Coast in Florida, and people are still celebrating, you know, this incredible win by Tom Brady, Super Bowl number 7 to his credit, over the Kansas City Chiefs. So there's a lot of elation going on here on the East Coast, Jeff Kemp.
Well, Tampa deserves it, and I congratulate everyone in that part of Florida that loves the team, and Tampa winning this game was remarkable. Just watching the first quarter when Tom Brady is throwing touchdowns to Rob Gronkowski, a team that's not from New England but is located in Florida, was kind of a surreal experience. And most of us know that new jobs are hard to get used to. In this case, the work that was put in and the rapport that was built and the way that Brady went through the little bit of a slump, you know, mid-early season and got it going so well to play at that level with his team was remarkable. But it wasn't just Brady.
Yes.
It was an amazing defensive performance, shutting down really the most potent offense in all of football. I was amazed.
There was a lot to say about leadership here, and that seemed to be on display, what Tom Brady brought to the team. I mean, they had these disparate parts, very talented people, and you bring Brady, you bring his football IQ onto the field, his experience, and even like the night before, I mean, he tweeted to all the members of the team, said, hey, we're going to win. And there was no – go ahead.
Leadership makes other people better. Mm-hmm. And there's times where leadership is just exuberant confidence. So people look at the guy in the huddle and say, oh, my gosh, we're going to win. We can do it because of this guy. At other times, that leader is putting the focus on other people and building them up and saying, man, you can do it. You're a star. You're important. And I think Brady did a mixture of those two. He obviously prepares so well and has such a track record of competitive excellence that people gain confidence just by seeing him on the team, seeing him in the huddle. But he goes out of his way to make sure that he doesn't say, I'm the superstar.
Right.
He's made the other players realize you're better than you realize. You're championship caliber. Work hard and you can achieve it. He gave credit to other players. He didn't let it be about him. Mm-hmm. And that's great leadership. I mean,
it's a great lesson.
I always talk. We talk about the core principles.
Right.
We go back to the core point. The greatest leader ever was Jesus, who served. He was perfect, but he also served and made others better. So, Super Bowl isn't a spiritual event, but there's always spiritual lessons to be learned in life.
Well, without a doubt, you know, and you and I yesterday talked about the sentiment, and I appreciate the sentiment of corporate America that ran ads to the tune of $5.5 million for 30 seconds of time there. And there were a couple of standouts in you and I, and thank you for reminding me of the one of the church in the middle. Boy, I had a chance to view that, and you're exactly right. That was very touching, and of course, the Jessica Long story. Go ahead.
I'll tell you about that one, and then you tell me about the one you like.
Okay.
The one I saw was at the end of the Super Bowl, and it had the voice of Bruce Springsteen narrating, but it started off showing kind of a Midwest roadside chapel that might seat 10 people, a bunch of crosses and some candles in it, super simple wooden little chapel on the side of the road. And the voice said, there's a chapel in the middle of this country. It's open to all whenever they come in. The nature of our country has always been freedom, and it's something that bonds us. And there's a place in the middle, and it was kind of using the middle of the country to say we need to meet together. And it was based in humility. Chapels are based in humility. I need power outside myself. I'm going to get humble and reverential for a moment here in this chapel. Mm-hmm. And it was speaking about the healing of the country to meet in the middle, remember that we're different, but we have similarities and we all share the same love of freedom, and we need to respect and dignify and care for each other. And I think by showing the chapel, and then Springsteen was driving this old Willie's Jeep and dropped off and stopped in there and lit a candle, it kind of showed, hey, if you're right or left, conservative or liberal, voted this way or voted that way, you're human. Mm-hmm. And if you live in America, you're an American. And
right.
You aren't an opponent to the other people, and they're not an opponent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find a source of healing. So that was a really encouraging one to me. Not that we don't have huge problems and there aren't, you know, untruths and lies going around, but humility and human decency are called for.
But like you said earlier, Jeff, you know, the other component here is the spiritual component. And that was brought out, you know, what's going to bring us to the middle? How are we going to realize that we're in this together, but, you know, through our faith? This is why our faith is so critical. And, of course, you know, very quickly here, because we've only got about 3.5 minutes left here, is what Toyota did with Jessica Long, as I was sharing with you. I was so touched by this story. I mean, a story of life. I mean, here is a family that is adopting a child. child, and they say, well, hey, we just want you to know she's going to be damaged goods because she's got a disease, and we're going to have to amputate her legs. And her parents' attitude was, wow, she's going to be some special girl. We can't wait to see, you know, what comes of her. And here it is. I mean, she's a U.S. Paralympic swimmer, originally from Siberia in Russia, who competes in the butterfly, backstroke, and freestyle events. I know you're very familiar with that because you do that all the time. I only admire it from a distance. But, you know, her story was just so touching that I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. But again, it reminded us of the importance of life. And so I'm grateful to corporate America because it seemed that they had this sense of timing and sentimentality and grace for the audience to say, hey, this is what we need to hear right now. And Jeff, you know, relevant to what we need to hear right now, as you and I were talking about, I mean, these really boil down to some key issues that you can look at, regarding, you know, the heart. And yes. This is so much a heart issue. Go ahead and expand on that, if you would.
Well, I think a lot of your listeners and a lot of Americans are feeling unsettled and upset that there are trends that they're not pleased with, and maybe the country isn't going the way they want. And yet, we need to remember that God never put us on this earth to experience perfection on earth. He put us on earth to experience a relationship with Christ and then to show his love and his truth and his grace and his mercy to others.
Yes.
In a way that would draw them to him, and then eventually we'll have perfection in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So politics and civic responsibility are important. Make America as good as you can. But I would remind people that the problems we face are things that should draw us to Christ, mm-hmm. and that we should show a faith that we can handle. And just let me wrap up with this. This morning I was reading 2 Corinthians, Paul's letter, where he was given this thorn in the flesh, this problem. It didn't go away. Three times he said, God, fix this. It didn't get fixed. And he said this, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is perfected in weakness. So Paul said, from now on, I'm going to take some joy and be content when I face real big problems and my weaknesses and insults and persecutions and pressures and problems and catastrophes. I'm going to be content with this because keeping me humble and staying weak as a human gives me the experience of God's power and his strength. And that's my message to people of faith. Do not wring your hands that the country has problems. Go back to God and say, I will handle these circumstances with the grace and power of God, not my own power, not my own politics, not my own brain, not my own understanding. I'm going to let love be the mark of my Christianity. And that might draw an estranged child or a person from another political party to the Lord, because that's more important than winning elections.
Might even strengthen your marriage and your family as well. Well said, Jeff Kemp. Thank you so much. How can people be in touch with you? We've got 5 seconds.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Lifestyle expert and Bank of America spokesperson Gabrielle Flowers Rader shares tips to make Valentine's Day personally and financially rewarding.
There are plenty of ways to make Valentine's Day rewarding. I'm planning a day of crafting with my kids. A rewards credit card paired with a banking loyalty program maximizes the cash back you earn on your purchases. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back from your choice of 6 spending categories that you can change each month. For February, I chose the online shopping category for my Valentine's-related spending on crafts for the kids. As a Bank of America Preferred Rewards member, I earn a credit card rewards bonus. Depending on their preferred rewards tier, members earn between 3.75% and 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card for their purchases in the 3% category. That bonus is something to love all year round.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Bank of America member FDIC. This is sponsored by IBM. The FBI recently warned that nearly 60% of reported ransomware incidents between August and September 2020 involved K-12 schools, a 29% jump from the months prior.
Yet nearly 60% of educators utilizing online learning say they have not received any new cybersecurity initiatives or training. IBM Security is working to rectify that with its new $3 million grant. The company will be partnering with six school districts to help better prepare them for the growing cyber attacks, including ransomware. Christopher Scott, Director of Security Innovation at IBM.
Ransomware attacks are quickly becoming the new snow day for our kids. We understand school districts have budget restraints that hinder their ability to properly prepare and train for these attacks. Unfortunately, the bad guys are also aware of this gap and see a chance to make a quick buck at the expense of our children's education. Our new program is focused on giving schools a fighting chance.
Schools can apply between February 4th and March 1st and will be selected to receive the grant based on their level of cybersecurity needs. Visit ibm.biz/security-grant.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Samantha Mao with us, the Good News Girl. We're talking about the latest viral videos. Sam, did you get a chance to, have a little bit of appetizing fun and a little, Super Bowl fun over the weekend? Or was it all roses and rainbows and Valentine's Day getting ready for you?
I caught up with the Super Bowl a little bit after the fact, but I actually was traveling with my husband, and we like to take little weekend getaways, and we were on the road during the Super Bowl.
Well, anytime you can get a doctor out of the house and have some time with a doctor, and it's
right.
Not in a waiting room or something like that, I mean, hey, you got to take advantage of that. Well, good for you some time. You got your priorities right.
Yeah.
So kind of the preamble to Valentine's Day, right, for you too.
Yeah, actually, because he's going to be working over Valentine's Day weekend. He's working overnight shift, so we were just out of town celebrating a little bit early.
Well, that's good. I think that, this is what a lot of couples have been doing, over the years, is they find alternative days because, for some guys right now, there's some guys out there, and dare I say, even some gals, but mostly guys, we're probably more guilty of this, is that we go, oh, Valentine's Day is this, oh my God, reservation, I got to find reservations. Mr. Jones, we have reservations for you at 9:30 at night. We might be able to squeeze you in right next to the door that opens up to the kitchen. Okay, so we can do that for you. Well, we've all heard those stories. And stretches like that, they come about, or, oh, my gosh, what do I get her? Do I get her flowers, chocolate, and I mean, it's just it's a lot of pressure
on couples, but particularly guys, because what happens is not so bad on Valentine's Day. It's the next day. And especially for women who work, or they've got a little network of their girlfriends on the phone. Well, what did John do for you? Oh, he did. Oh, my gosh, how romantic he did that. And so as they're telling the story, you know, they realize that their knucklehead significant other boyfriend, you know, husband, you know, didn't pass the test. And suddenly whatever he did, whatever extraordinary flowers or anything like that, or whatever hoops he jumped through was just not enough to, you know, to make her Valentine's Day stand out, right?
Well, I always, I'm always happy whenever, you know, if whenever my best friends get treated good by their husbands, I feel, well, I'm lucky enough. I always have someone who does something pretty awesome for Valentine's Day. But my best friend's husbands better be good to them on Valentine's. I'm like, what do you do for you? He better have treated you good. You deserve that, girl.
That's right. Exactly. Cause we talk about you. And, you know, so, I mean, this is this implicit pressure that's on guys. I mean, here we got, you know, Brad at Mission Control in Minnesota, you know, he just got married. And so, you know, he's got a little bit of a runway of, you know, he's had a couple of years there. And, but Maggie's, you know, I'm sure he's got to keep, he can't come in with a B game. He's got to come in all the time with an A game.
Oh,
if not,
we
right.
went to a fondue restaurant last week. It was beautiful.
Oh, it's fondue.
That
okay.
Awesome.
Hey, you know, and that's cool. Whatever works. And, sometimes I think maybe we ought to do a show on ideas. Maybe next year we'll do this, you know, to help people early, you know, ideas for Valentine's Day so that you don't look like a knucklehead and, you know, Valentine's Day becomes like, you know, maybe Halloween or something.
Hey, Valentine's Day is for you guys, too. We should be having to, I think it'd be good to have ideas for the girls and the guys.
Here. Hey, and I didn't drug her, and I didn't force her to do that. I did not compel her whatsoever. Thank you very much for, you know, throwing that in. Better coming from you than from me, Sam.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, let's talk about some great stories. We got a college student that donates GameStop gains. You know, of course, all kinds of craziness and stuff went nuts with GameStop, right? And there were some people that made a lot of money. They said, okay, we can play the game too. And so they kind of pulled the rug out from these establishment types and used their own strategy against them. But this college student says, hey, look, I'm going to pay it forward and I'm going to buy some video games for sick kids, right?
That's right. So Hunter Kahn, he's a mechanical engineering student at Cornell University, and he's actually been following the Reddit page Wall Street Bets, which is where that all began, since his senior year of high school. You know, he's interested in investing, and he's always found that their information is super accurate and reliable, at least in his experience. So he had invested in GameStop, you know, when he found out what was going on, and he ended up being able to pull out $30,000 from that. Which is, you know, a chunk of change for anybody,
yeah.
But especially
oh, yeah.
when you're a college student. And, you know, he knew with the money he wanted to take that money and give it back to other people. And he thought about, you know, he wanted to purchase the stuff from GameStop because that's where it all started. And
right.
then he thought about who would be able to really benefit from something purchased from GameStop. So he decided to give it to the Children's Minnesota Hospital in Minneapolis.
Oh.
And so he bought 6 Nintendo Switches and tons of games, which, you know, if you're going through something like what a lot of those children are going through, having
yeah.
something to distract you and have fun, I would think would make it all the difference in the world in how your day went, just having something fun to look forward to. And
what a blessing. Yeah, what a blessing.
Yeah,
what a heart of this young man to think of something like this and to pay it forward like that. That is an awesome story. You've got another one. You got a Chick-fil-A employee, wins a car, and says, you know, I think my coworker needs it more than I do, right?
That's right. So, you know, I noticed that there's always, like, some good news from Chick-fil-A at least.
Yeah, what is it? What's in the chicken?
I don't know.
Because they don't kill cows, you know, they just, you know, they leave the cows alone, but that chicken, you know, psychology works on them in such a way, huh?
Well, everybody says it's the Lord's chicken and Chick-fil-A
yes.
is blessed, and it really does seem like there's always some good, sweet stories going on there. So this is a Chick-fil-A actually up in Wisconsin. Haley Bridges, she won a car as a Chick-fil-A employee, and she gave it to her coworker and friend, Hokele Taniguchi. So Hokele was from Hawaii, and she had been up in Wisconsin, and she was biking to work every day. She said she would have to bike
What happened? Did she miss her? She miss her plane to Hawaii, and she got COVID locked out and got stuck in Wisconsin. What happened?
Who would be in Hawaii or Wisconsin?
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, if you're used to warmer temperatures, especially, I cannot imagine the shock of going to Wisconsin. It's a cold climate, but it's full of warm people. And so Haley Bridges had been one of the co-workers that they found out there might be a car that's given away. And they had all actually decided if any of us win, we're going to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give it to Haley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so Haley ends up winning, and the first thing she does is run over and give the other girl a hug, and they embrace, and the car has changed her life for the better. You know, now she can get to work 5 minutes beforehand. She can go grocery shopping. I mean, anybody who's ever been without a car would understand, but I think when people have always had a car, they really, it's easy to take it for granted and not realize what a big difference it makes in your life just to have something like that to get around and keep you safe, especially in the kind of weather that I'm sure they're experiencing in January or February in Wisconsin. So,
well, I'll tell you, that's what you call aloha in Wisconsin, you know, a little aloha spirit, you know, falling on Wisconsin. Yeah, you talk about a cold environment and warm hearts. Fondue Boy there in Minneapolis, he's been telling me how cold it's there. And, you know, of course, I'm not even going to tell you what I'm dealing with here in Florida. You know, but it's, you know, that's the trend. You know, people are very warm in these cold, excuse me, cold areas. Boy, I was trying to do everything I could to hold that back, and I just could not, so forgive me. let's talk about a 10-year-old boy and a family friend. Wow, 80? They clean the snow off 80 hospital workers' cars during a storm? I mean, talk about an act of kindness.
That's right. So Abby and her son, Christian Stone, they cleaned off more than 80 cars. This is up in Rhode Island, and, you know, as you might be aware, there's been quite a bit of snow up in the Northeast. We even got a lot down here in Virginia, and her son decided, you know, about a month ago, whenever there had been a storm, the next time there was a storm, he wanted to go clean off the nurses' cars because he knew that they were working long hours, and the last thing, you know, what an insightful thing for a little boy to think of, and, you know, so he decides, I'm going to go clean off the cars next time. And his mom's like, well, I'll go help you. So they go over to the hospital during the storm. And they said they kind of made it like a game where every time somebody came out and they're trying to leave for their shift, Christian and his mom go run over to the car and clean it off for them. And what a brilliant idea. This is one of those things that after the shifts that they have, you know, sometimes people work like 12 hours, but sometimes they can work 24-hour shifts. I mean, it gets
crazy. Yeah, just what you want to do is go out and clean off a bunch of snow off your car so you can, you know, do everything you can to get home safely and to come out and to be met with this kind of blessing. I mean, this must have just blown these hospital workers away.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things you think that might be a good idea for other people to do for around the country. And, those, you know, not just for hospital workers, but anybody working like that. But you know that hospital workers are working overnight shifts, and sometimes they'll go in and they'd have no idea that it's even snowing. You know, that they're
yes,
in the hospital.
Exactly.
It's
well,
completely
yeah.
missed, and you come out and it's like it was warm when I went in, and now it's completely covered in snow, and I have to drive all the way home in this, and it's just
unbelievable.
And,
no,
what a thoughtful little boy.
Exactly, without a doubt. Hey, I love this one. 104 years old. It just goes to show you, it ain't over till it's over. It's a 104-year-old man. He finishes his doctoral thesis and solves a 200-year-old enigma. We got 45 seconds. Tell us about this. This is interesting.
Lucio Casido. He lives in Medellin. He finished his bachelor's degree in civil engineering at the National University of Colombia. He had been working on his, and then he ended up working on his PhD thesis for 30 years trying to solve this one math problem. He just solved it, and he credits it to the lockdown. He said it helped him focus, and he's 104 years old. How amazing is this?
104 years old, he needed focus.
That's right. He was just enjoying life.
And, of course, it had to be a math problem. I mean, for all of us that love math so much, it had to be a math problem. Hey, now you know why she's the good news girl. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezShow.com, and you can follow her and get caught up on all these great stories.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dan.